It's episode 322, and we've got plugins for advanced search forms, WordPress security, social hashtag display, ClickBank, and script placement. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful British Columbia, Victoria, I am John Overall.
And from the beachside barrio in Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we are here after the wonderful eclipse. And of course, let's get started right off the top. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And make sure you drop in and subscribe to the show and review us over at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and the iTunes Store.
That's right. And also remember, you can follow us on Twitter at wppluginsa2z.
And also check us out live with our screencasts, training videos, and you can subscribe to us on YouTube. So we're going to get right into everything as our new format is displayed. And today we have our usual allotment of six great plugins. And the one ding that says we're off into meat and potatoes for the whole show. And starting us off today, I have in the meat the following plugin I discovered from GoDaddy. This one here I came across while I was looking for other plugins. And in the back of my mind for a while, I've been wanting to do something. The plugin is called the GoDaddy Reseller Store. And I've been a GoDaddy reseller for many years now, and I have a few clients there, but I've always sort of avoided it because of the way their store works and manipulates, and it's just a bit of a pain. I could never fully integrate it into my WordPress website. But discovering this plugin that it looks like GoDaddy released about 6 or 8 months ago, it doesn't have a whole lot of users yet. It's still sitting around only 600 installs, but I imagine that'll start increasing soon. But what it does for you is if you're a GoDaddy reseller, it integrates into your WordPress website, bringing in all of the products you sell in your GoDaddy reseller store, setting them up, configuring them, tweaking it so it looks like your website. So it's well integrated into your website. So the benefits of this plugin here is you can use WordPress, the advantage of WordPress, to add the extra content you want to drag people in when they get to your website. They don't have to bounce off your website to go buy the products and or until they've entered them in the cart and they go to purchase it, and then it bounces them into the GoDaddy area. But all in all, a pretty great plugin, one I'm going to be spending some time with over the next several months integrating into my website, I think, as I pull in the stuff for my reseller program. But anyway, check it out. The GoDaddy Reseller Store plugin, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Beautiful. Yes, I also am a GoDaddy reseller, so that's actually something that I'm going to check out because I need to actually put some things like that on my personal site. All right. Well, John, I wanted to lead off with sort of a consolidation plugin. I love these kinds of plugins that actually replace 3 or 4 different plugins that I was using all at the same time on my site. In this instance, I'm using it for adding of tracking scripts, rather, for inserting things like Google Tag Manager, Facebook Conversion Pixels. Instagram has another one, so does Snapchat, all the rest of them, as far as integrating to track conversions. Well, this plugin actually lets you put a space in for all of those different tag variants. And it has custom places to put all your different tracking links, scripts, and CSS. And the nice thing is it categorizes all of them so that you have a very easy way in which to find them. So just for ease of use alone and the fact that now I can get rid of 2 different plugins that I regularly use on my sites and use this one plugin instead, I rated this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
it's such a cool plugin and looks to be very useful to combine up a lot of miscellaneous bits and pieces on your site.
Yeah, a lot of people forget about Google Tag Manager, which is actually a very important one to use on your site, and this enables you to do it. So check it out.
All right.
Easy scripts.
There you go. There's the starting off of it, and we're going to jump into here. I don't even know what to call this, but that's okay. If you're having troubles with your WordPress website and you have development questions, well, you can contact me, John Overall. And with 20 years experience online, 8 of those years dealing specifically with WordPress, I can get you on your way, saving you time and money. Visit me, my website, johnoverall.com. Call me, 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And for promotions this week, I want to talk about Smashing Magazine. If you are interested in writing about WordPress for Smashing Magazine, the largest online web publication on the internet, just go to marcuscouch.com/smashing, watch the video and fill out the form, and I'll get back to you with all the different rules, regulations, and how to get started. It's not only a great way to get promotion about yourself, in terms of WordPress and what you do in WordPress in the community, but you do get paid for it as well. So check it out, marcuscouch.com/smashing.
Nice. And Smashing Magazine is doing quite well, I see, with the things you're bringing forward in it.
Yeah, we've got a lot of different authors. I've probably recruited at least 30 or 40 different authors, hoping to get that up to about 60. And then we can get some regular content flowing. And hopefully, I'd like to get an article out every single day. That would be great. And I could compete with things like WP Tavern and Torque and Post Status and some of the other ones. So
very cool. So a question for you. You'd picked up... Oh man, my brain is just skipping right out. Did you go to the podcast event down there in LA?
Yes and no. Yes, I picked up Dave Jackson from the airport and brought him to the event, and that's as far as I got. So
you didn't check out the event, did you?
No, I had to work, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I did see Dave Jackson, which was great.
Yeah, I saw his email out today when he summarized the event, so it looked like it was quite the thing to go to.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on here to our next plugin we've got, next set of plugins we've got for you. And the first one, the next one I've got up here for you is a ClickBank storefront for WordPress plugin. And I don't know if you've ever used ClickBank. I've off and on used it over the years here and there. Every once in a while, I get these crazy urges to dive into affiliate marketing. And ClickBank is one of the most lucrative affiliate marketing programs out there. I've made not lots of money, but I've made bits and pieces of money from them. But one of the things I've always noticed about ClickBank is it's always a pain in the neck to promote their stuff. You have to copy, paste, bring it in, tweak it, everything else. And what's been created here is the MyCB Genie, and it harnesses the power of WooCommerce and WordPress together to go out there, access the ClickBank catalog, and via different categories, or if you're inclined, you can import the entire ClickBank catalog to your website. It brings in all of the descriptions, all of the product images, tags in your own affiliate link code into all of the links that are pasted in or placed into the WooCommerce program. It allows you to go in there and then tweak all the descriptions to fit things that you would like to do with it. One of the nice thing it does also is it's got cron jobs built into it that allows it to go back and check the ClickBank catalog from time to time to ensure that the products are still valid. And if it finds invalid products, it automatically removes them from your store for you. So you don't have to keep track of what's being dropped and added to the ClickBank catalog. Seems like a pretty powerful plugin, one that I just sort of touched over briefly when I looked it up, but it's one that I may explore when I have some free time to see if I can bring back some of that ClickBank stuff that I had once upon a time. But if you are an affiliate marketer and looking at ClickBank, this is a plugin you might want to check out and see if it will function for you to enhance your affiliate marketing. Check it out, the ClickBank Storefront WordPress plugin, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. All right. The next one I've got is called, it's a new security plugin. It's actually called WP Security Coat. And it's a plugin for preventing your WordPress website from being hacked. It comes with a lot of different features for securing core functionality, preventing PHP and MySQL vulnerabilities, and also secure server stuff. So it does stuff like disallow the indexing of server files. It blocks all the fake bots. It blocks HTTP post methods from outdated versions. It can hide the WordPress version. XML RPC stuff is disabled. It disables login error messages as well, which actually that's what hackers kind of use to keep hacking away your password. It does a lot of REST API stuff. It stops suspicious query strings and foreign characters from preventing SQL injection hacks. And it seems like a really nice plugin. It's not one of these that has a pro version or anything. It's brand new. They just want you to try it out, give them feedback, and perhaps even contribute to the plugin. So I like it a lot. It's called WP Security Coat, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, that's a very nice looking plugin. So, yeah, I would definitely give that one a check out, and I'll probably give it a try on websites that I'm doing security updates on or security lockdowns on.
Yeah, and I didn't notice any speed loss either, and that's one of the big ones out there, because things like WordFence sometimes do eat up a little bit of your system load resources, and yes, this one didn't seem to have any effect on it.
Very nice. All right, there's a security plugin to give a check out. Something to save you time and headaches.
Right.
All right. Well, we've got some listener feedback this week from several different areas. But first off, we have a SpeakPipe. And remember, folks, if you want to get appear here, leave us a question, comment. We like SpeakPipes. They're very wonderful. You can go to our website, bottom right corner, click the button for SpeakPipe, record it. Either on your computer, your phone, your iPad, wherever you've got a microphone already ready to go, especially your phone. Really easy there. So anyway, first off this week, we got a comment from Frank Banker, and it's a question about a plugin, but we'll let Frank take it away. Off we go.
Hi, John. I am looking for a plugin to organize my blog posts. When someone goes to my blog page, I'd love to see perhaps a picture and a small blurb of every blog post. You know, based on dates. Really enjoy the show. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Frank. And to answer that question, well, there's hundreds of ways you can do it with plugins. There's plugins that are pure widgets. There's plugins that have short codes built into it. I picked one out, and I've got I got it here for you. It's called Try Recent Post Widget Extended, and or Recent Post Widgets Widget Extended is what the plugin's called. And it's one that will sort of help you with that, but mostly what I'd recommend is getting a theme that allows you to customize the blog post page, the archive pages, in a much simpler way. That's mostly how I go about doing that these days. I don't know. How about you, Marcus?
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, depending on what theme you use, that's basically a short code, and then you can customize within the short code if something is going to have a post excerpt, the size of the thumbnail, and those kinds of things. So you can use a plugin or find a theme that actually does that natively. So you've got a lot of different options there.
Lots of options. So thanks a lot for listening to the show, Frank, and we look forward to more comments.
Absolutely.
All right, and we do have some comments from YouTube on the training videos that have been going up. And these are the most recent ones. And these are a couple of comments on the Easy Appointments WordPress plugin training video that I put up a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. The first one comes from PD Natural Me, and it was quite simple. This has been so helpful. Thanks.
Great.
And the second one comes from Simone Espana, and it's like, great video, very helpful. Thank you. So, hey.
Cool.
More and more people use the YouTube stuff. Please leave us comments there, ask questions. I've had a few people ask me questions there, and I do my best to answer them. And so, hey, start it being interactive there if you're getting into the YouTube videos.
Very nice.
Okay, and we did have a contact letter here today from Stefan. The letter's pretty long, but I'm just going to hit a couple of key points of the letter. And one of the key things there first, of course, is, "Hi there, I love your podcast." He's from New Zealand. Currently, he's traveling across the Continental Divide Trail, and he downloaded all of our shows so he could play them out over a speaker to keep the bears away. Loving that. I love that little bit there that we're helping keep the bears away from him while he travels a 3,000-mile trail. And anyway, he had a question about his website and about a specific type of plugin on his website. He's looking for a costing estimator, and this is something that was a bit beyond me with what you were asking here, but I will do a little research on it, Stefan, and see what I can come up with. Maybe you might have an idea, Marcus, if you do, but we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, he wrote us a long letter, yeah. And he likes to listen to the show while he's walking like 25 miles a day, which is insane, but... Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, and if for all you listeners out there, the letter will be in the show notes. So if you want to take a look at it and help give us any ideas, we'd greatly appreciate that too.
Absolutely. And that brings us up to our donation segment. And this show is a value for value model, meaning if you get any value out of the show, we ask that you give some value back. And in that, we would like to acknowledge all of those who have supported the show in the past week. All donations over $50 are read out on the show, and their notes are published in the show notes. And for all those who came in below $50, they remain anonymous, and we thank them very much. This week's donor is $50 from our regular JazzWeb Pty Limited. And Jeremy says, "Hi, John and Marcus. A collection of plugin reviews that you would recommend as alternatives to the ones that WooCommerce sells could be handy for future episodes, particularly if there are good free alternatives that you like to use. JazzWeb has used a number of the Yith plugins, Y-I-T-H, in recent years, and they generally seem to be quite well built, reliable, and supported, and the subscription is not too steep. We recently completed NewcastleStrippers.com.au, which helps people with topless waiters and entertainment for hen parties and buck parties, I can only imagine. And it's a delicate balance to make a site like this safe for work and still fit with expectations and decently classy." Wow, John, on the video there.
I just had to bring it up.
Yeah, it's actually a really good site.
It's a really nice looking site. It's really quite safe for work, but promotes what they have and what they allow in Australia.
Yes, and that's pretty cool. I do not have much experience with the Yith plugins, Jeremy. I'm strictly a WooCommerce guy just because I like the support and the fact that it's, you know, kind of a native force within Automattic since they've been acquired. So, yeah, the price tag is a little steep on the WooCommerce stuff, but I have never had a problem with it.
Now, I've used the Yith ones a few times, and I rather liked them. I've also used free ones here and there with success on some, not success on others. And I've also pulled ones from Code Canyon. But we'll see what we can do to pull in some as we run across them.
Absolutely.
So thanks a lot, Jeremy. Greatly appreciate it.
Yes.
And, of course, a big thank you to those who came in under $50 and to those who have set up weekly subscriptions. The weekly subscriptions are really helpful, and you can support the show by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate, where you can create a weekly subscription for as little as $2.50 a week. Hey, come on, support us for that. Weekly subscription showing what you think of the show. And if more, there's more options there, and more options are coming for creating show subscriptions or for donating to the show.
Yep, absolutely. And we do appreciate that. And with that, we will round out the plugins, John.
Absolutely. All right, the final one I've got here today is a freemium plugin. It's a little of both. It was sent in to us by Andrew Mark, and it's called Advanced Search Form Builder. And this plugin here is a really nice form or advanced search for your WordPress website. It's very fast. It's very easy. What it does, it allows you to create a customized form that you can use to target specific search areas of your website. One of the best examples they give in here is, say you've got a real estate website and you want to build one of those customized forms for people to look for price range, rooms, bathrooms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can build it with this form plugin and then insert it via a short code onto your poster page. Now, I experimented with it by just searching out the whole website. It is a very quick searching plugin and provides some nice stuff. The builder's a little bit on the complicated side, I found. Also, the free version only allows you to build one form. You've got to go up to their premium version to do that. Now, a couple of problems I found with it, as soon as they notify you that, they give you a link where it says upgrade, but unfortunately, the upgrade link goes nowhere. And so I actually had to do a little searching to find the link to Code Canyon where you can buy the plugin itself, because they didn't have that crystal clear. The original plugin you can get from WordPress.org. But their upgrade, they don't have a clear path to their upgrade for some strange reason. At any rate, it's a really great plugin. It will enhance your search functionality of your website, and it's one I'm going to experiment with for the WP Plugins A to Z show, because we really need a better search function there, and I want to see what it can and can't do for us. At any rate, check it out. It's called Advanced Search Form Builder, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Great. All right. To wrap up the plugins for this episode, I want to talk about Social Mentions. This is a new plugin that's out there that what it does is you put in particular hashtags and it will search Twitter, Instagram, Google+, Flickr, all that every 30 minutes using WP Cron. And it comes with sort of predefined CSS classes for the output list. But you can style it yourself if you want to match your theme, and it's pretty easy to set up. So it has a number of different API keys and things that you set up with each one of the services, and then you can either have one particular page or just use a short code with social mentions and then the hashtag of whatever you want to use, and it will display the latest and greatest of all of the different images and things with that hashtag. So it's pretty cool. Nice thing to set up. Gives people, I'd love to use this kind of in a sidebar. I think this would actually be kind of neat in a sidebar to show current new content. And I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah, you could use it to pull in current content and display it.
Yep. Twitter stuff, Instagram, all that. That's probably the big two that I would use.
Also a great way to pull in your whatever's happening for you on social media if you got your own hashtag.
That's correct.
Which a lot of people do.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's a great one. All right. Well, we got here a little bit of news to round out the show, and we're gonna try a brief experiment to see if it works. I had a couple of news articles, but I forgot to put them all in here. But we do have one news article, which I think is semi-important to know a little bit about. It seems the core team at WordPress is exploring forcing upgrades for WordPress 3.7 to 3.8. And this is going to be an interesting experiment, I think. And they're also considering forcing upgrades to 4.1. And this is one's kind of problematic to me in that, one, it would be a good thing to force upgrades out there to clean up the mess of websites. But there are websites out there where they're on a lower version of WordPress for compatibility issues or something else, but the sites are monitored by web techs who have a reason for having a lower version. And this sort of thing could break their website. So they may need to make sure that they ensure that there are no forced upgrades allowed in their code. But I don't know, what do you think about this kind of thing, automatic doing that, forcing the upgrades upon people whether they want them or not?
I think that they should shut down all the websites of anything that's not at least a year current and just say, hey, you need to upgrade this, you know, just put it on it. Because otherwise you're going to get me. You're going to get hacked otherwise. I mean, that's just...
Maybe, but maybe not. It depends on what you've done to the site on your own. You know,
that's true.
Maybe you have a reason for it. That's why it just seems a little Orwellian to me. I mean, I can see the benefits, but I also see the Orwellian issues with it when they start forcing things down your throat, even on new stuff that you don't want. Because this is one thing can lead to the other, unfortunately. So at any rate, make your own judgments. Hey, if you got any feedback on that one, please give it to the Tavern. That's where this article is from. And let us know what you think. We're always interested in that sort of thing, too.
That's right.
All right, so we're going to try a brief experiment here, and this is something we sort of mentioned last show, in that in closing out the show, we're going to try an experiment here to install a brief impression of one of the plugins that Marcus has grabbed. I'm going to try and install and take a look at it. It's the Easy Tags plugin. Now, I've already set up some of the stuff, so it's relatively straightforward to go to it, and we'll pop in here and bring that one back up. There we go. So we're going to try and install it. Now, one of the things I'm discovering here, is I don't know if you're starting to see some of the issues with the when you're looking for a new plugin in the background of WordPress, but I'm running into it more and more. If you just put the title in, you can't find the plugin anymore. You can't find the plugin sometimes in that great big list of the specific plugin you're looking for. And this is happening more and more. And what I'm finding I have to do is actually add in the entire username who created the plugin.
It's reverting back to the way it used to be, where search was useless.
Yeah, it's reverting back to where search was useless. I've had to go in there. Like, we went searching for Easy Tags there, and it didn't even show. We had to actually add the author's name into it to get it up to show. All right, so nice and simple, straightforward. Let's load it up, install it, activate it, and see what we get. Where does it take us? Where did it go? That's always my big question. Where did it go? Yeah, this is my sandbox where I have dozens of plugins, but not all of them are turned on. Okay, where did that plugin put its menu? Oh, Easy Tags, there it is. So using Easy Tags, straightforward, analytics, Facebook Pixel, Footer scripts. So all you have to do is go grab your tags and dump them in, and you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet. Nice and easy, straightforward. Yeah, I like it. I concur with your rating. Great plugin. Great. Looks like it could save some time and combine some of the things. I like the header CSS because that's actually quite useful versus the customizer CSS.
It's nice. Like
sometimes you want something up in the head and you don't want it in the customizer. All right. Well, there you go. There's our little experiment. We're going to try that and see if we can refine that over time and add some more value to the show for everyone. Let you judge for yourself. Give us feedback. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. So closing out this episode, we've got plugins I covered, the GoDaddy Reseller Store plugin, which I gave a 4 to, the ClickBank Storefront plugin, which I gave a 4 to, and the Advanced Search Form Builder, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about Easy Tags, which gets a 5 out of 5, WP Security Coat, which gets a 4 out of 5, and Social Mentions, which gets a 4 out of 5.
All right, and just some promotions out there. To let everyone know, if you're in Canada looking for a trip, check out the WordCamp Toronto, which is happening September 30th to October 1st. There's a link in the show notes to the website. And it looks to be quite a nice WordCamp, and it's located in the center of the universe, or as Torontarians see it anyway. But seriously, it looks to be a good time. Toronto is a nice city to visit. It's one of the nicer cities in Canada. One of the bigger cities anyway. And lots to do there aside from the WordCamp event. So if I had the money or I had the time, I would actually drop over there because it's only one quick plane ride away.
Oh, great.
So check that out. And also don't forget to go check out our training videos, which we have up on YouTube, and links in the show notes to go to them. I'm going to have to create a short link to that one. I haven't got to that one yet. And one little last bit of feedback from Jeremy about our new format. And Jeremy sent this out via Twitter, which I did respond to, but I did want to say thanks again. And he had to say, the new format seems fine. Keeps the pace up by chopping up the promos into separate chunks throughout the podcast. Good choice for adjustment. Thanks a lot, Jeremy. Appreciate it. Okay, and that gives us up the usual reminders.
That's right.
Don't forget, you remember to support the show by going to wppluginsaz.com/donate. And all the show notes can be found at wppluginsaz.com. And please stop into the iTunes Store, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, subscribe to the show there, and please review us. Be greatly appreciated. And also stop in at YouTube and watch our live screencast, or come watch us live on YouTube every Monday at 10 a.m. when we're doing the show. And also check out our training videos we have there on YouTube. More and more are coming. There's more coming this week.
All right. And contact info, John.
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
Hey, you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. Remember, if you're interested in that Smashing magazine thing, it's marcuscouch.com/smashing. And remember to follow this show on Twitter at wppluginsaz.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!